Jonah Crismore, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here and talk about some holiday films.
Okay, let's do a real quick hats off to the perennial favorites that are very accessible to folks and seemingly aired nonstop.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say It's a Christmas Story, It's a Wonderful Life, and A Miracle on 34th Street are the films that are seen all the time at this time of year and have found ways for as classic status and for modern audiences.
Okay, how about classic films that are less well-known or aired anymore? What do you suggest for revisiting or for a lot of people, first-time enjoyment?
You know, the film that I think really comes to mind is a 1940 film, The Shop Around the Corner, starring Jimmy Stewart. It's very much a Christmas film, and it's kind of an O. Henry poem told in film, you know, where these workers at a gift shop really disdain each other during the day, and then they have a secret pen pal relationship with one another and are falling in love unbeknownst to them. It was the actually inspiration for the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan film, You've Got Mail, but the original is so good. You know, and then also just saying that there's a TV special the year without Santa Claus. It's kind of overshadowed by the other claymation film, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But I really feel like the year without Santa Claus is a little bit darker for probably from the time when it came out in the 1960s and 70s. But it's still, the animation's great. The voice acting's great. I just feel like that film really deserves more mention at this time of year.
Some films are Christmas films, even though they're not billed as such, and what would you recommend in this category?
Well, a film that really kind of has a strange, you know, it's a strange film on its own, but the fact that it's set in almost a dystopic Christmas time is Terry Gilliam's Brazil. But really, the filmmaker that I feel like really uses Christmas effectively as a backdrop in films that aren't necessarily holiday films is Tim Burton. Edward Scissorhands, I believe, ends at Christmas time. And the most artfully done superhero film, in my opinion, is Batman Returns, which he set as Christmas time. I really think that Tim Burton uses this effect because he realizes that you can really make macabre images and stories really pop when you have a beautiful white backdrop of snow, you know, as well as, you know, kind of create an anachronistic emotional arc that his stories take you on, with these kind of dark stories happening when everybody is having these feelings of joy and gratitude.
What about the counterculture and the counterheroes? Almost, it's definitely popular in the late 20th and now 21st century cinema. How has this invaded the world of Christmas movies?
Actually, last night, because I haven't seen it for many years, I watched the film Scrooged, starring Bill Murray.
Right, yeah.
And I had no idea that that was such an indictment on the media's portrayal of Christmas and the media's kind of path towards commercialization and, you know, how that kind of can lead individuals into this, you know, having these dark hearts about Christmas. And, you know, of course, Bill Murray goes through the very familiar Ebenezer Scrooge redemption story throughout that film. But it was just so kind of in your face that, you know, the media's portrayal of Christmas is inherently wrong. And I just have to think that that very much is, you know, an influence on the counterculture movements of the mid-20th century.
Do any foreign films make your list of really must go out there and experience?
And this is one of the best Christmas films, in my opinion, of all time. And it's Joyeux Noël from 2005. I believe it's made by a French filmmaker. And it tells a story it's based on a true story of a German, French, and Scottish battalions during World War I who kind of take a break from killing each other on Christmas Eve, and then they come together in feelings of brotherhood, and they end up burying each other's dead and everything. And then, of course, it raises the question of, okay, once Christmas is done, what's going to happen? Because we're all friends now. If you're not familiar with it, you know, go out and find it. It's a great film.
Now, this might be the very toughest question of all, Jonah. What's your one favorite Christmas movie?
Well, I was pretty sure that this question was coming, so it took a lot of soul searching on my part. But really, it would be 1992's The Muppet Christmas Carol, starring Michael Caine. I remember watching this with my brothers and sisters. I was the oldest, and at the time, I probably felt like I was a little too old for the film. But then when it started, and then by the end of it, I was, you know, just with my little brothers and sisters, completely enchanted by it. You know, I have nothing but positive, good feelings just thinking about that movie.
Then it's done its job, and you certainly have too, and we thank you for all of this wonderful film suggestions you're giving us. Jonah Crismore is Executive Director of Fort Wayne Cinema Center. He joined us today in the WBOI studios. Thank you so much for sharing your holiday film insights with us, Jonah.
It was a lot of fun to do so.